Houston's best variety of the 80s, 90s, and today. Dana in the morning and producer Anthony. Sunny, beautiful day. We're going to go up to 68 right now. It's chilly. It's 48 in Uptown. Winsome can describe men as well as women. It's gentle and courageous, kind and loving. And that so describes Lee Smith. I met Lee Smith at the Armed Forces Appreciation Day at the rodeo years ago. He got me involved. It's now my most favorite day. It's the day that we just make our military VIPs, shower them with love, attention, and free barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Lee on the line. Lee, how did you become involved in Armed Forces Appreciation Day for our military, a day of free barbecue lunch?
Well, when the committee first got started, they were looking for someone who had the ability to feed large crowds. And since I had been doing that for so long on the World Championship Barbecue Committee, they asked if I would join the task force that eventually became the Armed Forces Appreciation Committee to help feed our military.
All right, now let's go back a little bit. How did you get on the barbecue? Like, what do you do that you were able to be such a phenom in the barbecue world?
Well, when I got to that point in my life where I decided I was going to start giving back, I thought, who would I give back to? What organization in Houston would best fit my schedule and lifestyle? And I settled on the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. I remember when I was very small and we went to the rodeo, holding the rope and carrying a soda in an aluminum foil and a plastic in a paper sack. And I decided to join the barbecue committee. I grew up barbecuing and thought that would be a good fit for me. And through my time at the barbecue committee, I got better and better at feeding large crowds. And that's how I just moved into the Armed Forces Committee.
Wow. And so how many did we feed yesterday?
The number's around 5,000.
Man, that is, and I had some. I had the ribs. They were amazing. And that potato salad. Oh, my gosh. So then you hand me a card and you say, Dana, I just want you to know that I have also become the co-founder of A Warrior's Table. This is phenomenal. I even donated to you guys. And when I read your story, I was like, I have to share this with our Sunny listeners. So tell us about A Warrior's Table.
Well, A Warrior's Table was founded by three friends who had been feeding the active duty military on their bases for years on our own, at our own expense. And we decided that we would pull all our resources together and create a vehicle where people could make donations to help us feed the active duty military. You know, when a military member goes off to serve, they don't serve by themselves. The whole family serves. There's a hole left back at home that has to be filled by the remaining partner when one leaves. So what we like to do is we work with senior-based military leadership to plan these meals about 2 weeks post-deployment when the families are back together. We give them a thank you meal for everything that they've done both at home and for those away overseas on deployment.
Isn't that amazing?
I love that.
A thank you barbecue meal, totally free for our military coming back home to see their families.
Beautiful.
Lee, I just love that. I think, and you know, and I was talking to one of the presenters yesterday who has never been to the Houston Rodeo, yet he is a world champion rodeo person, but this was his first time in Houston because he was giving the belt buckles to the military rodeo winners, and he said he has never seen such compassion towards our military as he saw at Armed Forces Appreciation Day yesterday.
Well, I can tell you, you're a huge part of that. You know, when you and I talked, your son was serving at the time, and you wanted to know how you could become a better part and honor his service. And so you being on the committee and being the face of what it is that we do that day on the stage is fantastic. We certainly couldn't do it without people like you.
Well, Lee, we appreciate you offering that opportunity to, just like I said, love on our military, treat them like VIPs, and A Warrior's Table. How can people get in touch with you and donate and learn and maybe even serve?
Well, we have a website, awarriorstable.com, and then you can follow us on social media. We have a great team of cooks who go out to the bases, create these meals. The person who makes our chili is actually the reigning world championship chili cook, Don Collum. It's fantastic. We have great other cooks for briskets and things like that. So We need financial backers that allow us to continue to go on these meals as we travel around Texas and our bordering states.
AWarriorsTable.com. Lee Smith, co-founder. Thank you so much for sharing. And I hope we get lots of Sunny listeners to join you and help you out as well.
Well, thank you, Dana. I tell you what, I love you to death, and we appreciate everything you do for us.
Stick around.
Here's what's coming up with